This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
From 2am, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself,
Talking Heads and Once in a Lifetime. Been thinking about them for many reasons, but more about that in a second. First of all, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme, made as always, pre-recorded for you in the top room of my little house in Manchester. It's a Thursday morning for me, extremely early on a Thursday morning. Very bright, frosty and beautiful out there. But for most of you, it's a Sunday night. Next week is my last show in this very slot, but it's not changing that much. Don Letts is going to be in this slot. I'm going to be earlier in the middle of Sunday, on a Sunday afternoon. But they're also going to repeat the programme midnight till 2, so Sunday night to Monday morning, just after dawn. So there you go, me and Don are swapping places in many ways, but I'll also be on in the afternoon, that's good, isn't it? So excited about that. I played that Talking Heads tune because, first of all, as you know, I've been getting into Fela Kuti and everything Afrobeat over the last couple of months, really, really enjoying that. And in some small way, informing one of the songs on the next Elbow record. And Danny Evans, who is our live engineer and also our studio engineer, who's a wonderful man, a very old friend of the band as well. Danny told me that Talking Heads were hugely influenced by Fela Kuti. He suspected so as a young man, and then had his suspicions confirmed when, as B-sides, they did Fela Kuti cuts. But the reason I'm playing it this week is not just because of its Afrobeat influence and because of that fascinating tidbit of information there, but also because it was produced by Brian Eno. And I have to admit to years ago falling out with Mark Riley over whether or not Brian Eno was a genius. I told him I liked some of the stuff Eno had done, and he really dug his heels in Mark. He's very passionate about his music. And he was like, no, he's a genius, mate. So we had an Eno off, but I have to admit to having a complete Road to Damascus type conversion on this. And absolutely, this whole programme's dedicated to Brian Eno, who's been in touch with Elbow recently over something that might happen next year, live-wise. And yeah, he's gone up in my estimations even further. I don't want to say any more than that just yet, but it made me think of him, so the whole show is dedicated to him. So an awful lot of Brian Eno between now and midnight. The Beckapedia will be dropping by with an Eno tune. We'll also have a Desert Island Discs, which is Eno choosing one of his favourite songs. There'll be three songs with insults in them. That should be fun. And in between that, there'll be me. It'll be peppered with me telling lies and amusing anecdotes. Right, this next tune, Talking Heads, by the way, always reminds me, that song in particular, of my sister Sam, and it's a tune that I use to wake up if I've got to get up early and do something. It's one I put on early, which is what made me think to put it at the top of the show there. And another song I like to wake up to, and I've done for a long time, is this next one by Lamb Chop. It's from the album Nixon, which has a fantastic record sleeve, by the way. It's called Up With People, and I've known this song for a long time. I only realised when I programmed it for you to listen to this week that it shares an awful lot with a rather big single of Elbow's, and I think on some subconscious level it must have informed the writing of our hit One Day Like This. Anyway, it's a great one to wake up to, as was the Talking Heads tune. It's Lamb Chop from Nixon. It's called Up With People, and it goes like this. Happy Sunday.
of that sweet, sweet song. Let's be certain the deliberate monologue. As sure as if it will fall across you, onto you. Well, most certainly leave the doing undone.
Come on undone. Come on undone. Screwing up our lives today, 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 up our lives today.
Do you know what I mean? Very, very similar in feel, don't you think? There you go. As I said last week when I was talking about the Beatles and Fleetwood Mac, Albatross and Sun King respectively, it all comes from somewhere. This next tune from AM and Sean Lee from a really great album called Celestial Electric is called Dark Into Light. Go and dig this one out and make sure you buy it. Buy all your music. If you love music, you buy it. And then the musician gets some money and they make more music. See how it works? AM and Sean Lee and Dark Into Light.
Oh,
Go. Maybe it's because of the hour, but three tunes that I enjoy waking up to: Talking Heads, Lamb Chop, and AM and Sean Lee. And that last one again from the album Celestial Electric, which has got the best sleeve notes of any record ever. A sleeve designed by Andy Votel, an old friend of mine. AM and Sean Lee and Dark Into Light. Sean Lee used to be on We Love You, which was a subsidiary of Wall of Sound Records. When I Am Clute were many years ago, and I saw him play a gig together at Manchester Roadhouse, which was very entertaining. So yeah, all good that, eh?
Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
So this next tune is from our, I guess he's our theme as well as our focused musician, our chosen musician this week. Featured is the word I was grasping for there in the early morning light. Brian Eno, this is called An Ending, and I want you to take this one in because it gets more fascinating later on in the show. So drink this one in particular. Remember the melody, the chords, and the feel of this one. This is Brian Eno's An Ending. And it was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Sean Devine. You see, Sean, I don't forget my friends. song for Guy recommendation from Sean Devine quite some time ago. That was our featured artist Brian Eno with An Ending. And hold that in your mind like a jewel, because it will resurface at some point later in the programme. So I promised you three songs with insults in. I'm actually rethinking this one. I mean in terms of whether or not it is an insult. It's Sheila Nagig, it's PJ Harvey, it's the Peel Sessions version that she did. Sheila Nagig, You Exhibitionist. I'm not sure if it's meant as an insult in this one. Maybe it's kind of maybe it's a flirt. I really can't make my mind up. You tell me what you think. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's the same address if you've got a song for Guy recommendation. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Is it an insult in this context, You Exhibitionist? PJ Harvey's Sheila Nagig.
I've been trying to show you over and over. Look at these, my childbearing hips. Look at these, my ruby red, ruby lips. Look at these, my work strong arms. And you've got to see my bottle full of charm. I lay it all at your feet. You turn around and say back to me. He says,
PJ Harvey's Sheila Nagig, first of three songs with insults in them that I'm going to play throughout the show. And talking in the Peel Sessions, I saw Michael Eavis the other day. He was receiving an Outstanding Contribution to Music Radio Award at the Radio Academy Awards in Manchester, in Gorton Monastery, no less. Who knew there was a monastery in Gorton? What a beautiful building it is as well. And yes, it was lovely giving Michael an award. He's an old friend of mine and just a delightful man to encounter. And he wasn't in his shorts. He was in a suit and he had cows on his tie. He is a lovely man. Anyway, onwards. This is another amazing lady, from PJ Harvey to Little Dragon. This is such a good record if you don't own it. Ritual Union by Little Dragon, and this is the title track, and it just makes me want to dance. See me shimmy round the room to that one, boy. Ah, yeah. PJ Harvey, and no, Little Dragon and Ritual Union. Pay attention. The next tune is, again, our featured artist, Brian Eno. In terms of, he co-wrote it. I bet you didn't know he co-wrote this one. One day. David Bowie's Heroes, co-written by Brian Eno. I didn't know that. There you go, eh? So yeah, here he is. It's Brian Eno himself talking about one of his favourite records.
Were you a conventional child of the 60s? I mean, duffel-coated and Beatle-loving, or were you something else again?
I was a bit mixed up because I was a mod at one time, but I didn't have a motor scooter. So I was a sort of a rather conceptual mod, I would say. Then I went to art college, yes, and I was sort of a beatnik as well for a while. There was a big crossover at that time between young beatniks and young mods.
You crossed over in other ways too, didn't you? Didn't you go into women's clothes at this stage?
I used to wear a lot of women's clothes, yes. For instance, velvet bodices and things like that. I didn't wear skirts very often.
Feather boas, or was that later?
I wore feather things, that kind of thing. I used to get all my clothes from jumble sales, and they're not really sorted as regards sex in jumble sale stalls, you know, so I just used to pick up anything I liked the look of.
And you wore makeup too, did you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You must have been one of the first. I mean, this was before Bowie was doing it, and Boy George was never heard of at that stage.
Yes, he was a very young Boy George then, yeah. I think. Infant George.
Were you one of the first, do you think?
Yes, I think so, yes. Though, of course, there was a background among gay men of doing that. I may have been one of the first heterosexuals to do that.
Go on, what's the next one then?
The next one is the only record that I have any connection with. I kind of made a rule to not take records that I was in any way connected with. However, I've worked with two of the members of this band. This is called the Velvet Underground. They were sponsored by Andy Warhol, and they came out of that New York scene of the late 60s. And they were very, very contrarian at the time. This was at a time when everyone was singing about wearing flowers in their hair. And the Velvet Underground came out with songs like Heroin and Waiting for the Man and so on, which were very tough, urban, and I thought amazing songs. I remember first hearing this record and going completely crazy about it and walking around with the album for about a year saying to everyone, you must listen to this band, this is the future. Well, it turned out to be true, you know. If you read interviews with young bands now, at least, 75% of them will say Velvet Underground was a big influence.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Early dawning, Sunday morning, it's all the streets you cross. So long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Thank you.
as chosen by our featured artist Brian Eno. That was Velvet Underground and Nico and Sunday Morning. So here is the man himself with, I think this is my favourite piece of music by him. It's called Deep Blue Day, and he's fond of a fading, is our Brian. So here it comes, starting very quietly. Blue Day by Brian Eno. I do love that, isn't it great? Here's a tune that he was involved with. I think he was involved in mixing this or producing it, I'm not really very sure. But this is 808 State featuring James Dean Bradfield. I've been mates with Graham Massey from 808 State for years. And in more recent times, James Dean Bradfield has become a friend as well. And I have to sort of mention that I've met Brian Eno on a number of occasions, and he is a lovely man. Anyway, here are three people that I know, clang, clang, clang. 808 State featuring James Dean Bradfield. The song's called Lopez, and there's very, very few pieces of music that bring all the members of Elbow together, but we all adore this. When I say bring us together, I mean that we all agree on to the same extent, but we all adore this one, and I've done for many, many years. Thank you. 808 State featuring James Dean Bradfield, who has an incredible voice. And do you know what? I told James this as well, but as we listened to the Velvet Underground just a few minutes ago, John Cale said to me privately in conversation that James Dean Bradfield was the most naturally gifted musician he'd ever worked with. Now that is something coming from the godfather of indie, arguably the man that invented art rock. Yeah, John Cale said that James Dean Bradfield was the most naturally gifted musician he'd ever worked with. I'm delighted in telling James that. He's a proud man, is James, and he was chuffed with that, I have to say. He kept it to himself. He's a cool chap, but he was chuffed with that. You would be. Right, okay, so this next tune is by Oscar Peterson. It's called Noreen's Nocturne, and it came to mind because I've been working at night so much, and nocturne literally means night prayer. This was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Julie Vickers. If you do have a recommendation of something you think I should listen to and play on the programme, try and make it something I've not heard before. So recommendation rather than request. Then it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Here's Uncle Oscar Peterson with Noreen's Nocturne. Thank you. Oscar Peterson and Noreen's Nocturne. This next song is called Ode to Sad Disco. It's by Mark Lanigan's band. And sad disco is a phrase that's coming up a lot in the studio while Elbow do an awful lot of discussing their music. Some of it comes from the hip, but most of it's very carefully planned before we go anywhere near an instrument. And sad disco comes up a lot. I think because of this song title, I heard it. I was actually in a bar when I heard this, and I was like, who is it? And it was Mark Lanigan. I thought, right, I'm already a fan. He sort of successfully morphs as a musician. Something I'm quite jealous of, the ability to sort of change your sound convincingly. Feels very, very authentic. And just the phrase sad disco, for me, pulls together an awful lot of music that I liked from the late 80s, or certainly in the mid to late 80s. It's what connects Japan to Soft Cell, to OMD, to Depeche Mode. It's a really nice, neat umbrella phrase for a certain style of 80s music. Anyway, sad disco. We're all big fans, aren't we, here on The Finest Hour? Here's Mark Lanigan.
Six music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC, that's who.
Yeah.
The Reverend Al Green and Let's Stay Together. And let's stay together. Wait for it. And let's stay together for another hour. Rubbish, eh? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour if that last one wasn't. I'm with you till midnight when the great Don Letts takes over. And just to remind you, in 2 weeks' time, Don will be doing the 10 till midnight slot. And then the repeat of my programme, which is moving its first broadcast to Sunday afternoon, will come after Don from now on. So yeah, does that make sense? I'm on twice. Once on a Sunday afternoon, and then from midnight till 2 on a Monday morning. And Don's going to be in this slot, which is great. A little bit of a shuffle here at 6. So my featured artist this week is Brian Eno. We've already had him attached to 808 State with James Dean Bradfield. We played the stuff that he did with David Bowie back there and Talking Heads. Yeah, you see, you do a programme about Eno, you're not limiting yourself at all. In fact, there's way too many great tunes that he's involved with. Interestingly, I've not put one Roxy Music tune in. I thought I'd shine a light on another part of what he does, or other parts of what he does. He spotted this next lot, for instance. He signed them to his record label. So not just a producer, co-writer, and, you know, musician in his own right. Also, a label boss at one point. And although this tune was recommended by Henry Hussey, and although I don't think he was involved with Penguin Cafe Orchestra when they did this, and I think it's probably their biggest tune as well, but he certainly helped discover them. The Penguin Cafe Orchestra, and this nippy little number is called Perpetuum Mobile. Here we go. Thank you. Being a bit of a geek, I do like a tune that sounds like it's involved a calculator. The Penguin Cafe Orchestra and Perpetuum Mobile. Originally a song for Guy recommendation by Henry Hussey. Jim Noir's not been kicking about for a bit. I wonder what he's up to. This was it featured on a compilation called 31, which is a benefit for CALM, the Campaign Against Living Miserably, who are a great charity that supports young men and addresses depression in particular. So he donated a record to the record, a song to the record. So did Elbow, so did a bunch of other Manc musicians. But this tune was on, 31 is the name of the compilation, and it's called Spider Glider. It's Jim Noir, everyone. Jim Noir and Spider Glider. Lo-fi cheeky chappy. More Eno now. This is called Another Green Day. And you'll recognise it as being the theme tune to Arena, the BBC documentary series. And once again, Eno's fond of a fade-in. Only a short one, this. Thank you. Brian Eno and Another Green Day. We've got one more from him before the end of the show at midnight. But now let's move on to this lovely little number. I was really chuffed. Nadine Shah played in Manchester at the Soup Kitchen last week. A charming individual, what a wonderful girl, incredible voice, great writer. And my very old friend and long-time collaborator, Ben Hillier, was playing the drums. He's a great guy, Ben. He produced Elbow's first and second studio albums, and he's just one of the nicest men you'll ever meet. He's also worked with Doves, among many other people, and he also made the Blur album Think Tank. He's playing drums with Nadine Shah, as well as having co-written some of his songs, and we hooked up the other day, and it was just great to see him. Now, there's an Elbow tune. I don't play Elbow's music on this programme, not just because of the BBC guidelines saying that you're not allowed to promote your own work, but to do with, you know, humility, that kind of thing. So there's a song called Snook's Progress Report on our second album, Cast of Thousands, and you can hear me singing Ben's name over and over again in the background on it. I sing it like this. Ben, 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 Ben Hillier, Hillier, Ben Hillier, that's his name. The reason I decided to immortalise him in such a way was because he had been working very hard on the Blur album Think Tank. He'd been out to Morocco with the band and all sorts. And the Q magazine article on said record came out while we were in the studio with Ben, him having just completed this big body of work. And if you know Ben's work, you can hear him all over that particular record. And there was a big picture of Norman Cook helping produce the album. I think Norman was involved with the only tune on the album, forgive me for this, Fatboy Slim, but he's involved with the only tune on the album that I skip. And he was getting the credit for producing the whole album, really, in this Q magazine article. And although Ben's far too gentlemanly to ever sort of say anything, I could see on his face, I could register the disappointment. So I decided there and then that the song needed a new vocal part, and I sang his name all the way through it. There's a story for you. Anyway, this is one of the songs he produced for Blur on Think Tank. And this has got Ben all over it. It's very, very him. It's called Sweet Song, and it's beautiful.
To
From Blur's Think Tank, that was Sweet Song, and wasn't it lovely? Dedicated to my friend Ben, who I love a great deal.
In the last 10 years, 6 of the 10 biggest selling albums were by female artists. Yet where are the women behind the scenes pulling the strings?
What are the routes that are allowed for women who want to be successful?
What's the recipe if you don't want to conform?
I think one gets tempted, of course, often to give away more of one's soul than one should when one's promoting records.
I've just never done anything in my life.
You've never done anything.
I just built an empire for myself at the age of 11.
This year, the Six Music John Peel Lecture will be exploring these themes among others. Our lecturer is an intelligent and articulate artist who's been through the machinations of the record industry as an international child superstar and now making music on her own terms, Charlotte Church.
Hear my talk on the role of women in music, available to download now from the Six Music website.
The John Peel Lecture.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
This next tune is War on Drugs and Black Waterfalls. This was a Song for Guy recommendation from Jolly and Hedges. That's SFG from Jolly and Hedges. Do get in touch, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, if you have a recommendation. Maybe with my programme moving to Sunday afternoons, you have some afternoon tunes you'd like me to play. Do get in touch. Anyway, here's the War on Drugs.
Now's the time, unpack your case and push your gold in the safest place. So scared you sweat and run for the hills while I
buckles and bends from
War on Drugs and Blackwater Falls. This next one from Marvin Gaye always makes me happy, even though it's not a particularly happy tune.
Everybody thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply cause we where I had long for the mother.
Slipping gently into Sunday night like a warm bath, and Marvin Gaye with Inner City Blues from What's Going On. I love the lack of resolve at the end of that tune, and indeed the end of the album. Brilliant. Here's another song full of insults. This one's from the late great Chet Baker. Whenever I'm in Amsterdam, I always go to the hotel where he died and just have a little drink outside and think about him. He had a very sad life, Chet Baker. Anyway, this song, although seemingly very sad, is actually hilarious if you stand close and listen to the lyrics. It's My Funny Valentine.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your for me not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day Valentine's Day.
Chet Baker and My Funny Valentine. So I said earlier on that there was an umbrella called Sad Disco. This hasn't got the disco element in. This is just a very melancholy piece called It's Getting Late in the Evening from Talk Talk. But I love the aesthetics of this piece of music. I love how the synthesizer takes over in the middle of it, and there's a beautiful bit of Hammond organ sort of peppering that. This is one of the best sounding songs that I own. It's a B-side from Talk Talk, and it's called It's Getting Late in the Evening. Thank you. Talk, talk, and it's getting late in the evening. And for many of you, it will be. Eh? That was a good sort of link, wasn't it? For me, the sun's just come up. I'm pre-recording on a Thursday morning. And, yes, very much enjoying myself. This next tune's from Smog, from my favourite of his records, that Bill Callahan, his AKA. A River Ain't Too Much to Love is the name of the record. And this is called Say Valley Maker. A very beautiful sort of earnest lyric to this.
With the grace of a corpse and a riptide, I let go and I slide. Slide, slide, down river with an empty case by my side, an empty case, that's my crime. And I sing,
say Valley Maker,
to keep from cursing. Yes, I sing,
say Valley Maker,
to keep from cursing. River, oh,
oh, oh,
river end, river,
oh, oh,
river end, river go, oh, 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 river bend. Take me through the sweet valley where your heart blooms. Take me through the sweet valley where your heart is covered in dew. And when the river dries, will you bury me in wood? Where the river dries, will you bury me in stone? Well, I never really realized death is what it meant to make it on my own. There is no love where there is no obstacle, and there is no love where there is no bramble, and there is no love on the hacked away plateau, and there is no love in the unerring, and there is no love in the one true path. Oh, I cantered out here in wood, and I will splinter. Bury me in stone, and I will quake. Bury me in water, and I will geyser. Bury me in fire, and I'm gonna phoenix. I'm gonna phoenix.
Smog and Say Valley Maker. So do you remember right at the beginning of the programme I played you a song by our featured artist Brian Eno called An Ending? Well, here's our Beckopedia to tell you a bit more about a special version of it. Now then.
Now then. In 1983, Brian Eno was commissioned to write the score for a documentary called For All Mankind. It was the story of the Apollo space program, told through the mesmerizing footage shot by NASA, set against Eno's music. One of the most poignant moments came as the lunar module left the moon's surface, bound for home. The piece he wrote for this sequence was called An Ending, but far from being melancholy, it was beautiful and uplifting. Perhaps that's why composer and arranger Tolga Kashif chose to set Eno's music to the words of the Sanctus, a Christian hymn of praise whose translation from Latin includes the words, "Heaven and earth are full of your glory." Eno's ghostly synthesized sound is replaced by the warm, wonderfully rich voices of a choir, subtly enhanced by an organ and ornamented by the delicate and gentle sound of a saxophone. These two composers couldn't be more different, but their approach to this piece, Eno's music full of wonder and Kashif's arrangement full of praise, creates something truly harmonious. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you.
Tola Kashif in his version of our chosen artist this week, Brian Eno's An Ending. And thanks to the Beckopedia for that one. That's an old Beckopedia that I've recycled cleverly. The last tune I'm going to play is called A Woman of Heart and Mind. I'm playing it as late as possible because it's got a swear in it. My crack production unit at the BBC will remove the swear. It's at 1 minute and 6 seconds, you guys, if you want to flip it and reverse it. It's from the album For the Roses, and it's a very, very damning insult. It's a string of insults, but with one hand she giveth and the other taketh away. She's also very, very loving on this tune, and ain't that the nature of unrequited love, that it's at once wonderful and soul-destroying all at the same time. This is Joni Mitchell proving her lyrical prowess to be of the greatest. A Woman of Heart and Mind.
Just another silly girl, when love makes a fool of me. After the rush, when you come back down, you're always disappointed. Nothing seems to keep you high. Drive your bargains, push your papers. When your medals cup to your strangers, don't it leave you on the empty side? Looking for affection and respect, a little passion, and you want stimulation, nothing more, that's what I think. But you know I'll try to be there for you when your spirits start to sing. All this talk about holiness now, it must be the start of the latest style. Is it all books and words, or do you really feel it? Do you really laugh? Do you really care? Do you really smile when you smile? You criticize and you flatter, imitate the best, and the rest you memorize. You know the times you impress me most are the times when you don't try. And you don't even try.
Well, there we go. Beautiful. That's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much for joining me on The Finest Hour. You're all wonderful. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks, Peter. Excuse me. Thanks to the Beckopedia, of course, and everybody who got in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. Don Letts up next. Don't touch that dial. But for now, it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Night one.
Midnight. should have been fast asleep hours ago. Still I'm crying, crying.
Six Music, BBC Radio Six Music.
From 2 a.m, the Introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Don Letts.
No matter what people say, these sounds lead the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, crowd of people, Don Letts at the controls with another slice of Culture Clash Radio. Tonight, I'm crossing time, space and genres with the pop group Burning Spear, Prefab Sprout, Fatima, Sleigh Bells, Poets of Rhythm, the Black Seeds and Dirty Dubsters, to name a few. The first hour's a pretty lively affair, followed by a chill second. But until we get there, here's Kotki Dwars, You and I.
Your face won't lie to you, believe your own reflection when he tries to catch your eye inside the lift sometimes. It does affect you in a way. Behind the glass there are police, there are inspectors with no sympathy. When I pretend I again by